pleasant but a brisk good afternoon to one and all in the region, across the nation, around the world. We welcome you to Libertyville High School and our premier edition. Yes, we have some lacrosse ready for you guys. And sorry about the microphone difficulties and the technical difficulties here from Libertyville. Brian Snow here with you. But it's the Battle of Illinois here in Libertyville. The Red Boys of Illinois State and the Fighting Illini of Illinois. Illinois looking for their second win of the year, and the Redbirds looking for their fifth. This is also being carried live on InLacrosseWeTrust.com. A thanks to my executive producer, Marissa and Jimmy, for allowing us to bring this broadcast to you, and to the good staff here at Libertyville High School for allowing this game to be broadcast live from Libertyville, Illinois. We're a couple of minutes away from the start, so we are going to pause for a break. When we return, the ball will be in the center of the field, and we're going to have some lacrosse on this spring afternoon here in Libertyville, Illinois. The faceoff is next. You are listening to MCLA Lacrosse from Libertyville High School on the Arena Sports Network and ASN Plus.
Planning an upcoming event? The completely refurbished Comic Club at U.S. Steelyard is available year-round for birthday parties, wedding receptions, business meetings, conferences, and a wide variety of other activities. With a full-service bar and the ability to accommodate groups of up to 300 people, the Comic Club is the perfect place to host your next event. Fully customizable food options through Alamware are also available. Call the Railcats at 219-882-2255 and have the Railcats fashion an event your friends, family, clients, or colleagues will never forget. The Gary Sasha Railcats redefining fun.
Have you heard the good news about a crazy dream based on a belief that positive breeds positive and that people want to read, hear, and watch stuff about good people? Have you heard the good news about a place you can go to enjoy positive, community-oriented information about the town, city, or region you live in and the people involved? Have you heard the good news about a place where you can celebrate what is right in the world, share it with your friends, family, and community, and neighbors at school, work, or place of worship, and have fun doing it? Well, there is such a place. That place is LaporteCountyLife.com. LaporteCountyLife.com is all about the positive, not the negative, bringing out the best and not the worst, and all about promoting positivity in your community. LaporteCountyLife.com. Have you heard the good news?
Are you ready to get infused? I'm Pamela Michelle, the host of Sports Infusion. Join me and my partner, Andrew Fishbane, every Thursday night at 9 p.m. on the Arena Sports Network. We're going to cover everything in the sporting world and some things a little outside of it that are just so much fun to talk about. Do what all the cool kids are doing and tune in to Sports Infusion. I guarantee you, it's the funnest 120 minutes you can have with your clothes on.
On the Arena Sports Network.
At U.S. Tire and Automotive, you'll find passenger tires, performance tires, truck and SUV tires, and more from proven brands including Bridgestone, Firestone, and other leading industry names. Conveniently located in Gary, Indiana, and providing great service to customers in Gary, Griffith, Hammond, Munster, and Highland, Indiana, U.S. Tire and Automotive offers brake service, alignments, oil changes, shocks and struts, tune-ups, and other valuable services to get your car, truck, minivan, or SUV back on the road. Give us a call at 219-884-4600 or drop us an email at info@ustire-auto.com. Mention this ad and receive a 10% discount on auto work or ask about our tire specials. U.S. Tire and Auto, servicing Gary, Indiana and Northwest Indiana since 1991.
When your vehicle needs service, look no further than Sowers Ford. A Ford dealer like no other, our state-of-the-art service department is fully staffed with certified technicians who can handle anything from routine maintenance to the most difficult diesel repair. Brakes, tires, and batteries. Sowers Ford Service has it all. Sowers Ford, serving Michigan City and surrounding communities. Sowers Ford Lincoln, 3930 Franklin, Michigan City, 219-879-5381. Or visit us at SowersFord.com.
Thanks for the ticket, man.
Thanks to my State Farm agent for saving me $480.
No sweat. Hey, look, we're on fan cam.
Y'all ready for this?
Having the extra cash sure helps.
and I can save even more by combining your auto and renter's policies.
Cool. But what if we bought a house?
Auto and home? We have even bigger savings for that.
Wow. Sounds good.
More savings any way you shake it.
Want to spit some nachos?
Sure.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Brian Shamish in Highland Park is the official insurance agent of the Lake County Sports Network. Give his team a call today at 847-926-7123 and see why, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We welcome you back to Libertyville, Illinois. Brian Snow here with you. And, folks, it's time to play some lacrosse. And it's the Battle of Illinois, the Redbirds and the Fighting Illini. The Fighting Illini dressed in the home white uniforms with the orange numbers. And the Red Blades in the road red uniforms, black shorts, white numbers, and lettering. 15 minutes a quarter. Four quarters set on the board. And one of my friends from the Chicago Outlaws is here. I'm going to try to get him up here in the booth here by halftime. You think the fans? Kyle Loftus, the goalie for the Redbirds. And Ned Runberg in the cage for the Fighting Illini. The Illini will move left to right as we see it and as you folks hear it in the home whites as described before. Redbirds in the road, red uniforms with the white numbers and lettering trimmed in black. And away we go. And it's the Redbirds that have control. We use the full football field here, but the Redbirds give it up and turn it over for the first time. Now the Fighting Illini set up shop on the Redbirds' side of the field. Andrew Denko at one of the players at the controls for Illinois. And they'll set it up just about 30 yards away. As they race off to the right, flying in. Ball's chopped and nothing moves. Come back outside to Mick Reardon. Reardon at the controls on the left side, looking, now he's going to try a bounce shot, and it's chopped away at the last minute. There's a scramble for it out in front of the net. And it's taken away by Illinois State. Illinois State 4-3 on the year. Coming into today's game. 13:40 left in the first quarter. Wraparound coming. Here's a shot. Save made. Danny Maurer took the shot, and Renberg said, no soup for you. And now the Illini have it back at the controls, moving left to right. Just about 2 minutes gone in period number one, and Illinois sets up shop. Out front it comes to Colton Werner, and Werner holds and looks. Now they attack right and work it behind the cage out front. Flying in from the left, bounce shot, goes out of play. Illinois will retain possession, even 13 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Charlie Prescott at the controls, comes way out front. We get a whistle. Something had just gotten in the way. Extra ball was in the way. That put a halt to play for a moment, and now we're back to business. At the controls is Reardon, deep to the right, works his way behind the cage. And now they come back outside. Here's a long shot, bounced wide to the left. And it goes out of play, and possession will stay with Illinois with 12:31 left in the first quarter. And the Fighting Illini have it in play. Now they make a substitution. Here they come on the attack. Jump shot coming, and it's bounced wide. And headed out of play, and Illinois will retain it again. Illini retain possession. Andrew Denko has it, flying in from the left, looking for some help, and comes back out front to Colin Chatton. And he rifles one out of play. Illinois will retain possession. That's about the fifth time we've said that in a row. The Illini retain possession. No score. 11:48 left in quarter number one. Colton Werner on the move. Now they come back outside. And they work it on the near side. And way out front it comes to number 31, Mick Reardon, who gets it back about 30 yards away, and now they'll work the offense off to the right side for Danko. Danko gets pushed, still stands, fires a pass out to the near side. That is scooped up. The chase is on, and Werner able to pick it up for Illinois. And now Reardon has it out front, 35 yards away. 11 minutes for the opening quarter. Illinois in possession. No score, just getting started here from Libertyville. And we are simulcast live on the Arena Sports Network and ASN Plus. Jump shot coming, he scores! And a flag flies in. From the far side, that goal is scored by Andrew Denko. And that goal comes with 10:49 left in the first. And the Fighting Illini lead 1-0. Ready to get restarted here. 1-0 here in the first quarter, and Illinois gains possession again. That goal comes at 4:49 of period one. And a couple of substitutions. Illinois has it back and has it in play. Danko off to the right side. Now they work it behind the cage. Danko again working it behind the cage, now has it off to the left. They flip it out front, ball's loose, and Illinois able to retain possession about 40 yards out. And we get a whistle. And possession at a crease violation against Illinois, and the Redbirds, for one of the few times in the game, will get a chance to make an advance. Kyle McNichols at the controls, and we get a whistle, and that is quickly taken away. Offside. And now Illinois has it back in play. 9:39 left in the first quarter. 1-0 Illinois with the lead on a goal by Andrew Denko from about 18 yards away on a jump shot. And now they come back the other way, and that shot goes out of play, and Illinois State will take possession. Redbirds move right to left here in the first quarter. Joe Waldron at the controls, now flips it over to the near side. Danny Maurer initiating the offense. 9 minutes for the first, and Waldron dropped it. Had the ball chopped away on the near side, rolling out a play, and they're trying to save it in play, and it's still alive, and Illinois able to take it away. And now here come the Illini left to right. They have it on the attack off to the left side, the far left side. Colin Chatton has it in the far corner. Out front it comes to Ryan Walker. And now George Stamoulos. Hope I said that right. Stamoulos on the move to the right. And now they flip it back outside. Quinn Hack at the controls. And now here comes Stamoulos again. Flying in. He's shot and it's bounced away. Ball still free out front. Illinois State goes after it. They pick it up. They drop it. And Illinois takes it back. And here they come back on the run again. Stamoulos flying in from the right. Flips a pass behind the cage. And Illinois keeps possession. They've had the possession for most of this quarter and has stayed in the Redbirds attack zone. Quinn Hack sends a pass out front that's loose. Still loose. Even more loose. And Illinois able to get it. Quentin Hack has it this time to Stamoulos. And now here comes Ryan Walker. Now they swing it to the left side as we approach 7 minutes remaining in the first quarter. The Illini in lead, 1-0. Andrew Denko, the lone goal of the game so far. Against a double team. And we get a whistle and a crease violation. And now the Redbirds have it. 7:05 left in the quarter. Interference was the call. And now Illinois State on the attack quickly as they look for the equalizer. Come way out front to Kyle McNicholas, who's working his way to the right. Now they come back out front, and Illinois takes it away again. But McNicholas able to pick it back up. They scramble for it out front, and now Illinois has it. Here they come up the near side, and now Illinois turns it over. Redbirds have possession, but the Redbirds aren't able to handle it. And now we get a whistle. Illinois take possession. Loose ball push against Illinois. And Illinois State has possession. Danny Maurer at the controls, works his way to the right. Maurer headed behind the cage. And now he's going to sweep over to the other side. Pass comes out front. And unable to get a shot. We're down to 6 minutes for the first. Here comes McNicholas. McNicholas starts and stops and now comes back outside to Brian Furrow, and Furrow gives it away again. And now Illinois has it on the push. And now a pass goes wide, and it's going to trickle out of play, giving possession back to Illinois State. Redbird Savitt, McNicholas on the run. 5.5 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Michael Stoll, one of the captains for the Redbirds, comes out to Maurer. Long shot goes wide. It'll trickle out of play. Possession back to Illinois. .520 left in the quarter. And we're back to business. Illinois has possession coming left to right. A long pass ahead to Greg Hazu. And now they work it behind the cage. Over to the far side. This is how they scored their first goal, as they were able to get a good shot on goal. Out front it comes to Ryan Walker. Walker waits and now sends it to Colin Werner deep on the right side. 440 for the first. Colin Werner looks to attack. Stutter step move, flying into the cage, looking for help. Now flips it behind the cage. And Illinois will keep possession. They'll come back outside. Now the stutter step move, flying in. They retreat and come back outside to Walker. Here comes Walker. Walker flying in. Throws behind the cage. They look to come back out front. They do to Werner. Bounce shot is saved. And now back come the Redbirds as they have not been able to control the ball for most of this quarter. And Illinois has it back, and here they come on the attack. Down to 4 minutes in a rapidly moving first quarter, Illinois leads 1-0. Glad to have you along with us from here at Libertyville High School. Here comes Werner on the move to the right, starts and stops, retreats back outside. Walker has it back. Walker has it on the left side. Out front it comes to Mick Reardon, and Reardon jogs left. Walker has it in the corner, gives the stick a spin, looks for help. Doesn't see any help yet. And now Reardon spins, works his way in. They chop at him, and he still holds on to it. Now they'll work it behind the cage. We're down to 3:20 left in the opening quarter, and Illinois leads by one. Outside to Walker. Over to the right side for Werner. Werner, stutter step move, flies in, and now they whip it behind the cage. Walker winds up, fires, and it's blocked. They fight for it, Illinois able to keep it, but now the ball's loose. And Illinois able to keep it as Walker has it this time. Walker lost his move on the stutter step, and Illinois picked it off, and here they come the other way, looking for the equalizer. 3-on-1, but the pass goes out of play. Brian Furrow had an open shot for a moment, but was unable to control the pass. In fact, it went over him. And now Illinois once again takes possession. Chan Kim pulls the trigger and gets it back in play, and Illinois has it across midfield. They move left to right here in the first quarter. Now they work it behind the cage and come back outside. 1-0 in favor of Illinois here in the first quarter. Quinn Hack at the controls, flying in. Bounce shot, save made, and it'll trickle out of play. And possession will stay with Illinois with 2:16 remaining in the first quarter. Quinn Hack on the move to the right. Now finds Greg Hasu. Back to Hack. Hack with a bounce pass to the left side. The Illini retain possession. We're down to 2 minutes, under 2 minutes for the quarter. Illinois looking for a little breathing room. Here's a wind-up shot, bounced in front and save. The Redbirds have control, and they nearly gave it away again. Goalie chase behind the cage, nowhere to go. Long pass, lobbed out of play, and Illinois will take possession. That's a great job by the Illinois defense. But now the Redbirds have it, and here they come across midfield. Redbirds have it on the move with Ryan Coakley at the controls. Coakley flying behind the cage as we work our way to the U.S. Tire and Auto final minute. Here's a pass out front, bounced away. They go after it, and Illinois is able to pick it up, but then chopped away, and the Redbirds have it back. And that takes care of that. Illinois trying to gain possession, and they do. We're down to the final 40 seconds left in the first quarter. That ball's loose. Maurer able to get to it, but unfortunately, couldn't get it to anybody. Now that pass is headed toward the sideline and out of play, and it's Illinois State's possession with 29.1 left in the first. Referee says roll it, and that's what they'll do. 23, 22, fast-moving first quarter. McNicholas on the move to the right. McNicholas looks for help. His pass is picked off. And Illinois has it with 12 seconds left. They'll try to get an extra goal before we close. And here come the Illini on the attack. Let's see where they pull the trigger. 3-2, and no shot. We're done with a quarter. And it's Illinois with a 1-0 lead thanks to Andrew Danko scoring with 10:49 left in the first quarter. That's our lone score of the game. We go to the second quarter after this.
The advent and advancement of the internet has given rise to the number of choices available to insure your auto and home, many claiming to insure for less with less time doing so. But who do you trust to be there when you need them the most? It's good to know that General Insurance Services will be there, and they're much closer than you think. Let our independent insurance agent sit down with you and show you the service you deserve. General Insurance Services in Michigan City, 800-766-4478.
Gigahertz, providing customers with excellent service since 2008. Computer problem? Leave it to the staff at Gigahertz, priding themselves with an unparalleled work ethic and continuing to offer customers the lowest prices around. Gigahertz services include PC repair, networking, PC setup, custom PC builds, pickup and delivery, in addition to in-home and in-office service. Get small to large business solutions, service contracts, and much more. Computer problems? Gigahertz. And that's where we come in. Gigahertz. Hertz for your computer repair and solution needs. In home, in store, wherever it's convenient for you. Think your PC's infected? Gigahertz offers free virus diagnostics with most virus removals done in 48 hours or less. Plus, they'll optimize your PC. Take that, Best Buy. Give Gigahertz a call. 219-218-9323. That's 219-218-9323. Or log on to GigahertzPC.net. Gigahertz, and that's where we come in.
We switch sides, and we're ready for the second quarter with Illinois leading 1-0. Illinois in the home whites, Illinois State in the road reds, and the Redbirds will travel left to right here in the second quarter. Referee gently places the ball at midfield. They go after it. Illinois State comes up with the first possession of the second quarter. Trailing 1-0. And the Redbirds are confused, don't know what to do. They have it to the goalie now, and he's looking to send it ahead. Illinois State has it. As they work it up the near alley, and now they got a break, but nothing comes open. Maurer on the move behind the X, looking, and comes back out front. And now Illinois State will set up their offense. A minute gone in the second quarter. They work it behind the X again, looking for a shot, can't have one. Illinois' defense has been great. And now they work it over to the right side. That ball's free. And Illinois gains possession for the first time here in the second quarter. Holding on to a 1-0 lead. 13:40 left in the second quarter. They work it up the far alley on the Illinois side, and now the Illini have it in the attack zone. They make a couple of substitutions and now work it behind the X. On the near side is Graham, and we get a whistle. Offside against Illinois, and Illinois State will take possession. 13:05 left in the second quarter. Now Maurer and company for Illinois State looking for the equalizer, but they haven't been able to manufacture a good shot yet. They and work it toward the X, and now come back outside. Maurer at the controls for Illinois State. Maurer on the move to the right, now stops. And we got more people coming into the booth. McNicholas has it behind the X. McNicholas with a jump shot, and it's blocked and saved. Renberger with a save for Illinois, and now the Illini have it, and here they come on the push. Flying in is Graham. Graham looks, turns back. Graham gets it back, excuse me. Now they work it to the far side for Walker. 3 minutes gone in quarter number two. Walker with a long pass. Back to Werner. And Werner, center of the field. Illinois makes a substitution, and now Walker has it back on the right side. Walker looking to attack, flies in, runs into a double team, comes back outside to Werner. Werner lost control momentarily, able to get it back. Now they swing it back to the left side for Reardon. Reardon in from the left. They go behind the X, pass out front, shot wide, just wide. Illinois has possession, and now they throw a long pass and lose possession. Now Illinois State has possession, looking for the equalizer, trailing 1-0 with 11-12 remaining in the second quarter. Here they come. Flying in, bounce shot is deflected and picked off by the Illini. Somebody made a food request here in the booth, and if they're going to honor it, they better hurry up because people are hungry up here. 10:45 left in the second quarter. Illinois on the attack as Walker hands it off to the right. Ran into a double team and then now comes back outside. Long pass back to Reardon on the left wing. Here comes Reardon flying in. Now they go behind the X to Dankow, who scored the lone goal of the game. They chop at him. Come back to Walker. Walker about 20 yards out. Starts and stops. Starts again. Flies in and now whips a pass back outside to Werner over his stick. And Illinois State will gain possession with 10-10 left in the half. Referee says roll the clock, and that's what they do. Each team makes substitutions, and Illinois State just threw it away. Illinois back on the attack as we've crossed 10 minutes remaining in the first half. They move it right to left here in the second quarter. And now they're working behind the X, or into the X, as Dankow has it at the controls. Dankow on the move. Keeping his position. And Illinois retains possession. 9:24 left in the second quarter of a 1-0 Fighting Illini lead here in this MCLA lacrosse game. Now they go behind the X and look for a shot. Werner has it off to the left. Werner, starts a step move, works his way into the case, fires the shot, and it's wide. I'll tell you what, the goalie for Illinois State, making some great saves, but the Redbirds not able to take advantage and trying to fire home the equalizer. They trail by one, and Illinois State has possession. They work it left to right. And now behind the X goes Danny Maurer. Maurer circles and comes way back out front to McNicholas. McNicholas starts and stops and now moves to the right. McNicholas with a lob pass to the corner for Tyler Sarich. Sarich behind the X looking for help. Comes back behind the X again. Redbirds unable to get, well, they got a couple shots here in this quarter, and they just dropped the ball. Ball loose in the crease, and Illinois comes up with it, and here they come right to left. And now McNicholas gives a shove and able to pick up the loose ball, and the Redbirds have possession again. Sarich has it out front. 7:57 left in quarter number two. 1-0 Illinois with the lead. McNicholas off to the left. McNicholas looking. Flying in. Unable to get a shot, and they'll work it in the X. McNicholas has it. Starts and stops and comes back outside. 7:35 left in the half. This is a rapidly moving first half. Danny Maurer at the controls, moving to the left. McNicholas has it back. Works his way behind the net, now comes back out front. Fires a pass, and it comes back out. Here come the Redbirds. The shot by Maurer goes wide. And the Redbirds will keep possession. That's Brian Furrow, number four, who took the shot. Here comes Maurer. He dropped the ball. Ball rolls behind the net. And Illinois State will retain possession as we approach 7 minutes for the first. Danny Maurer with a stutter step move, flying in, takes a shot, and it's blocked out front. Ball free. They go after it, and Illinois State gets to it first, unable to pick it up, and now they do. 6:44 left in the half. 1-0 in favor of the Fighting Illini over the Illinois State Redbirds. And now we have a timeout. Illinois State's going to take a timeout to try to figure something out because they have not been able to put one in the net yet on Renberger. .638 remains in the half. 1-0 in favor of Illinois. Andy Dankow scored with 10:49 left in the first quarter. So far it stood up. Redbirds have had their discussion, so have the Illini. We're ready to get back to work. And the Redbirds have possession, and here we go. Ryan Coakley circling his way around. Graham gets him. Furrow with a fake. Now another fake and comes back outside to Maurer. Maurer bounces a shot and Raminger gets that one. Again turned away are the Redbirds. Walker at the controls for Illinois. Now they come over to the near side and they get across midfield to Graham. Graham trots in. Graham lobs it into the X to Dankow, back to Graham on the left side. Graham with a twirl of the stick comes back out to Walker. Or to Colton Werner, excuse me. Now this is Walker on the right side. Out front, here's a shot. Is it in? Yes, it is. Colin Chatton rifles one home. And it's 2-0. That comes with 5:19 left in the second quarter. Now, procedure violation against Illinois, and the Redbirds gain possession. Redbirds in their own, on their own end of the field, looking to get free, and now they are free. And now they have it in the Illinois attack zone, trailing now 2-0. Danny Maurer comes back out to Furrow. And the Redbirds work it with 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Furrow off to the right, or off to the left, rather. Works into the X. Looking for some help. Not finding any yet. Comes back out to Maurer. Maurer on the right side. Now the Redbirds attack flying in. Bounce shot comes wide. Rebound follows. Score! Tyler Sarich fires one home, and it's 2-1. Tyler Sarich makes the score 2-1. 4:06 left in the half, so the Redbirds get on the board. There is a special person that is listening right now by the name of Jody Dials. And I bet you she's smiling really, really big right now. She doesn't want to admit it, but I know she is. Her smile's about as big as Lucas Oil Stadium. 2-1 our score. 4:06 left in the half. And Illinois State gains possession, loses it. Now they're able to gain it back, and now they look for the equalizer. Furrow sends a pass to the far side, and it is out of play, and it will belong to Illinois. Illinois moving right to left, and she even asked me what's the most difficult sport I've had announcing. Well, she's listening to it right now. Colton Warner works his way behind the X. Illinois in the home whites, 3.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Dankow works his way out to the near side. And now attacks. Maurer gets him. Dankow with a spin. Works off the screen. Fires! And it's rejected out front. Scramble for it on the near side. Ball still free. And it belongs to Illinois State. And now they'll look for the equalizer with 3:15 left in the first half. This is a back and forth game so far with the Illini leading 2-1. Redbirds retain possession. Under 3 minutes remaining, first half of play. Farrell at the controls, off to the left, dropped the ball and picked it back up. He picked it up, he dropped it, he picked it up, he dropped it, and it's out of play and it'll belong to Illinois. And now Illinois quickly back on the attack, looking for another one. Now they come back outside, and we get a whistle. Timeout called by Illinois. And we're going to pause for a break. 2:20 for the first half. Illinois 2, Illinois State 1. This is MCLA Lacrosse on the Arena Sports Network and ASN Plus.
At Midwest Interventional Spine Specialists, you can trust in Northwest Indiana's first team in pain management. For more than a decade, the MIST team has proudly served the residents of Northwest Indiana, providing accurate diagnosis and innovative treatments for spinal pain and many other types of acute and chronic pain. Each of our physicians has achieved board certification in as many as 3 different specialties. They are actively involved in ongoing research that keeps their practice on the leading edge of the profession and are often called upon by area hospitals to lecture on pain management. Over the years, each has been recognized as a leader in the field and earned a strong reputation for delivering excellent results and genuine compassionate care. To them, nothing is more rewarding than helping patients with severe pain regain the kind of normal, active life that the rest of us take for granted. For more information, pay us a visit at 8840 Calumet Avenue, Suite 103 in Munster, or give us a call at 219-836-7246. The Midwest Interventional Spine Specialist, first in proven pain solutions, first in patient care.
2:20 left in the first quarter, 2-1 in favor of the Fighting Illini. And the clouds have increased. And it's Illinois that has possession in a 1-goal game. They have the control on the Illinois State side of the field. We approach the final 2 minutes of the first half. Werner trots right. Lobs a pass back out front to Walker. Walker scoots to the left. Starts again, and comes back out. Now Werner has it this time in the corner. That's Danko that has it in the right corner. Danko works off the screen. Lob pass picked off. Redbirds have possession. 90 seconds for the half. And now they look for the equalizer, and they have numbers. That ball is dropped. Farrell picks it up. And Illinois State attacks again, but we get a whistle, and we get a timeout. Illinois State, timeout. Illinois State is out of timeouts. Illinois will have one remaining. We'll pause for 30 seconds. This is MCLA Lacrosse on the Arena Sports Network.
Michigan City is a place full of challenges. The high sand mountains of the Indiana Dunes, the excitement of the Blue Chip Casino, or the ways to save at the Lighthouse Outlet Mall. One thing that isn't a challenge is where to rest after being challenged. Clarion Inn of Michigan City helps you plan your attack while you reload. Enjoy our hot breakfast, speedy Wi-Fi internet for productivity, and fitness facilities to keep in top shape. Let your ground zero in the dunes be Clarion Inn of Michigan City. 219-879-0311.
1:17 left in the first half. Illinois 2, Illinois State 1. Here from Libertyville High School, Brian Snow here with you. Check us out online at arenasportsnet.com as well as asnplus.com. Just part of the family of networks that make up the Arena Sports Network. Two to one our score, 1:17 left in the half. Illinois State in possession, and they'll start out front. McNicholas at the controls. McNicholas on the move to the left. Lobs a pass to Maurer. Now back to the right side for Sarich to McNicholas. Cutting in front. McNicholas back to Sarich. He dropped the ball as he tried to wind up for a shot. Ball still free and Illinois able to pick it up. And they'll have possession with 48 seconds left in the first half. Sowers Ford final minute. And Illinois will take their time as they'll try to take a 1-goal lead into the locker room or try to increase the lead. And they'll stay on their side of the field. And they'll just play a little keep away. And they'll have to get it across the midfield stripe, and they do. And here they come on the attack. Final 30 seconds left in the first half. Timeout, Illinois. So they'll spend their second timeout. No one has a timeout left. We'll pause for a break. You're listening to MCLA Lacrosse. Presented by General Insurance Services.
For some, the American dream is a comfortable home with a brand new car. For most in this economy, it's been reduced to a 2-bedroom apartment with a vehicle well past its prime. Rest assured, General Insurance Services is ready to protect both versions of that dream. With many carriers to choose from, insurance for your home, car, or apartment is just a phone call away. Let our local independent insurance agents show you how. General Insurance Services in Michigan City, 800-766-4478.
There's a person that came into the broadcast booth looking to peek out and see what was going on, but unfortunately she couldn't, so she stepped on her toes. Now watch what happens. I'm going to get beat up at halftime. 23.4 left in the first half. Illinois 2, Illinois State 1. And it's the Illini in possession. And now the clock starts to run. Illinois looking for an extra goal here before we head into recess. 16, 15, heading on in. Spinning, shooting. Nope, that pass is deflected out front. And there's a flag with 5 seconds left. 3, 2, 1. Here's a shot. Bounced in front. Horn sounds. And that's the half. So we're done with the first half. Your score, Illinois 2, Illinois State 1. Welcome back with our halftime activities after these.
Get your best price on Ford trucks, Focus, F-150, Explorer, Escape, and Lincoln MKS, MKT, MKX, MKZ, as well as Fiesta, Fusion, Taurus, Mustang, Navigator, and all other new Ford Lincoln vehicles at the all-new Sowers Ford & Lincoln, Northwest Indiana's newest Ford Lincoln dealer. We offer new and used Ford Lincoln vehicles, parts, service, and used car. If you are in Northwest Indiana or near Michigan City, LaPorte, Hobart, Burns Harbor, Valparaiso, Chesterton, South Bend, or Portage, there is no comparison to the other dealers around town. We are about to earn your business with top quality service and the most competitive pricing in Indiana. Stop by today at 3930 Franklin Street in Michigan City or give us a call at 219-879-5381. That's 219-879-5381. Or visit us online at www.sowersauto.com. Sowers Ford Lincoln, Northwest Indiana's newest Ford Lincoln dealer.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Infusion. I'm your host, Pamela Michelle, and this guy needs no intro, Andrew Fishbane. Well, the SEC is fat. Go Gators.
Oh, you don't tell me you're an SEC fan. You know, I would much rather be an Oregon fan than an Oregon State fan after what happened to them this weekend. Ow.
We're multitasking, so.
Very impressive.
Sound good? Consensus opinion? Oh, right. Yep. Fantastic.
But I was so disappointed with the Packers this year that they couldn't find somebody, you know, a running back named, anything named Cagney. Having Cagney and Lacey in the backfield.
Yeah, Russell, it is such a pleasure. I haven't laughed at that in a long time.
I'll make sure I break that record next week.
Just that little slip. I mean, one cut, boom, and everything just started opening up. And I saw the kicker. I was like, oh, this kid, it's over. So what you
I want my Pam, so and I'm not away. Cooking. I'm not talking cooking spray.
I understand why WWE has to have so many constraints on the guys. I mean, it's a publicly traded company.
He came in and he played, obviously, on Sunday. I don't think a guy who doesn't know the playbook or the terminology could have stepped necessarily stepped in and played on Sunday.
If I can hold the clipboard, I can make $14 million.
Absolutely, because it's just so much fun. And the bottom line is, I love myself some Peyton Manning.
You gotta go on, you gotta be willing to pay the price to pay your dues.
I replaced him with Terrence Williams.
That was absolutely brilliant. See, I was right. I was right. It is Schwab.
No, know what I said? I looked up, I said, thank you, God, I'm not the only one.
He will be in that game, and he will be doing everything he can to posterize Dwight Howard.
I grew up in a house with older brothers who, you know, kind of gave me a lot of teasing. It's sort of, you know, it's good.
We've talked about this, and that's the feeling I have, is like I'm your big brother, so
exactly.
I gotta be protective.
I'm Pamela Michelle, and that's what you can expect to hear every week on Sports Infusion.
Are you done?
Thank you.
Welcome back to Libertyville. Brian Snow here with you. I can explain what happened finally, since I was corrected several times by a person that was not only a goalie, but also a referee. There was a penalty at the end of the first half. No one gained possession of the ball, and they couldn't adjudicate it. So Illinois will be awarded possession with a 30-second technical. There won't be a face-off at the center of the field, and we're off and running here in the third quarter before I can finish explaining it. Illinois, a man up, looking to capitalize on this power play. Walker swings it out front. And Illinois moves left to right here in the third quarter. Dankow comes out front to Werner, rifles a shot out front, picked up by Walker, bounce shot saved again, ball's free, behind the cage. And Illinois State gains possession. And now another flag flies in. And now the ball's out of play. And an Illinois penalty is about to happen with 14:18 left in the third. It's a foul on Illinois. And now the Redbirds get a 30-second man-up opportunity. 14:18 left in the third. A chance for Illinois State to get the equalizer. And they have it in play. So at 13:48, this penalty will be clear. Furrow rifles one, and it's way out of play. The Redbirds will keep possession with 14:03 left in the third. Coming into today, Nick Reinberg saving with a 568 save percentage. Kyle Loftus at 586. And Illinois will miss their opportunity. And Illinois will gain possession. 13:45 left in the third period. Illinois 13:40 left in the third. Illinois 2, Illinois State 1. Illini have it. Working it on their side of the field, and now a loft pass ahead comes onto the Illinois State side. Here comes Quinn Hack. Hack to Dankow at the X. Dankow lobs it back outside to Walker. Walker comes out front to Werner. 2 minutes gone in the third. 2-1 Illinois. Quinn Hack on the right wing. Behind the cage is Dankow. On the left side is Werner. Dropped it, picked it up, dropped it again. And now he gains possession. There's Werner, retreats back outside. Short pass back out to Walker. Right side is Hack. Hack stutter step move, spins, gets away, spins again, and now sends a pass back out front, and it's quickly scooped up by Chatton. Out front to Walker. Hack works it into the X for Dankow, and they swing it over to the right side. 12:15 left in the third. Illinois 2, Illinois State 1. We're in the third quarter. Low-scoring game. And Illinois trying to get back on the attack. Walker has it out front. We're under 12 minutes to go in the third. Illinois looking to attack again. And Illinois State has none of it. Back comes Illinois State on the move. Bounce shot out front. Picked off. Walker has it. And Walker flying the other way. Chased by a Redbird. And Walker gains his own. Here comes Walker all the way in. Turns left wing. Bounce pass is scooped up by Colin Chatton. Illini have possession out front. George Stamoulos at the controls. And now Greg Hazu on the move to the right. Hazu scoots against two Redbirds and comes back out to the near alley on the right side. Now they work it to the far left. Looking for help. That ball comes free. Illinois State has it. Now they have numbers. Coming back the other way. 10:35 left in the third. Pass out front. Shot. Save made! Oh, my goodness. And Illinois will have possession with 10:28 left in the third. Great save by Reinberg out front at point-blank range. Now back comes Illinois, and they turn it over. Redbirds have it up the far side. Now Loftus trots out front. Loftus looks and now sends a pass over the midfield stripe. Gathered in by Waldron. John Waldron enters into the Illinois attack zone, feeds it left to Furrow. Maurer back to Furrow. They work it behind the X, looking for a shot out front. Waldron, the lefty, winds up, can't get a shot away. 9.5 minutes left in the third. Ryan Coakley into the X. Comes out to the left. Coakley lobs a shot out front, and Renberg says, no soup for you. Chan Kim back in and the Fighting Illini back in control. We approach 9 minutes for the third. And now Illinois has it on the attack and on the far side. Werner has it this time off to the right. Werner stutter step move, runs into a defender. They push him out of shooting range. Werner falls down, able to get his balance and get back up. And now Werner looks for help and lobs a pass way out front. And Illinois keeping possession, playing a little keep away with a 2-1 lead. Now Illinois works in. Turns. Ball's free. And picked up by the Illini. Now that ball's loose again, and Illinois again able to gain possession. Rolls a pass out front, scooped up by Reardon. Reardon on the move to the left. Reardon flying in, shooting, and it's wide. Illinois retains possession, 8:02 left in the third. George Stamoulos at the controls now to Werner. And they swing it over to the left side. Here they come again. Now they work it behind the X to Dankow. Out front, Stamoulos fires, bounced wide. And possession belongs to Illinois. Comes with 7:40 left in the third. And again, just like they did in the first quarter, Illinois has controlled the time of possession. Stamoulos on the move, in from the right. Lobs a shot, was shoved down, lost the ball. Ball still free. They scramble for it out front. It's behind the cage, and Illinois State gains possession with a chance to tie, and 7:15 left in the third. Long pass out front, gathered in by the Redbirds. Here they come. Danny Maurer off to the far right. Anthony Ariola now has it out front. Push down. Nothing called. Ball's free. Ariola trying to pick it back up. Illinois goes after it. And Maurer able to gain possession for Illinois State. 6:40 left in the third. Maurer lobs a pass into the X. And no one breaks out front, and he lost the ball. And Illinois has possession. .631 left in the third. .624 left in the third now. Illinois leads 2-1. And they move it left to right here in the third quarter. Still holding a one-goal lead. Peter Riley at the controls, lobs it back to the left side for Connor Murphy Long. Jump pass out front. Murphy trying to gather it in, and Illinois State steals it. Here they come right to left. This is Maurer flying in. Maurer trying to take a shot. Lost the ball at the foot of the net, gathered in by Renberg. Illinois back on the attack. 5:40 left in the third period. Illinois State has gotten some good chances, but they have not been able to capitalize. As Werner on the move to the right. Werner starts and stops, now comes back out. Walker has it this time. Ryan Walker on the walk to the left. Graham back to Walker. And here Walker comes. Works off the front screen. Now stops right. Fires one and he scores! And the Illini have reestablished the two-goal lead. Ryan Walker scores with 4:57 left in the third period. So after a lot of running around and a lot of missed possessions, Ryan Walker rifles one home. And Illinois again leads by a pair. Illinois State gains possession quickly. Here's a shot wide. And Illinois takes possession with 4:50 left in the third. Illinois with possession with 4:39 and counting left in quarter number three. And now they have it on the attack. They're working into the X, looking for help. They come back to Dankow. Dankow in the right alley, near side. Backs his way up to the corner. Dankow on the attack. Dankow turns, shovels a pass back outside to Cole Chatton, who has a goal in this game. Knocked down out front. Illinois State trying to pick it up. And now we got a penalty coming. It's going to be against Illinois State. Illinois State gains possession. And that is a hold, I believe. This penalty comes with 3:54 remaining in quarter number three. So 30-second advantage for Illinois. A hold called against the Redbirds. 3:24 is when this penalty will end. So the Illini with a man advantage for 30 seconds. We're still in the third quarter, and I think Jody is still listening. She's wondering, what the heck is going on here? And an equipment check has been has been requested. While we're waiting for a decision, let's pose a question to the fans that are listening. And I'll repeat I'll repeat the question that I had this morning on Snowman in the Morning. And it is, what is the most you've eaten for Easter dinner? Tweet your answer to @ArenaSportsNet. The equipment check has been made. Everything is kosher, and Illinois will be a man up for the next 30 seconds. 3:54 left in the third, and now the clock starts ticking. Walker has it out front. Lobs a pass to the right side, and now they work it behind the X. Chatton, lob pass back outside to Werner. And now Werner throws it to Dankow. Back out front to Werner. Dankow has it. Bounce shot, and he scores! Second one for Dankow, and Illinois stretches the lead to 4-1. With 5 seconds left on the man advantage. Dankow with his second goal of the game. On a bounce shot that blistered its way into the net. And I'm also being told there's a young fella named Colton that's listening, too. Hiya, Colton. .329 left in the third. And Illinois now stretches their lead to 3-4-1, and the Illini now have possession. Here they come again. Racing their way to the right, working into the near alley. On the right side, Dankow flips it behind the net. And now Illinois will play a little keep away, holding a three-goal lead with 3 minutes to go in the third. Or they'll try to add to it. Dankow fakes a shot and comes back out front. Long shot coming, deflected out front, and Illinois State trying to pick it up, but can't. Dankow picks it up for Illinois instead. So the Illini keep possession. Greg Hazu lost the ball, and Illinois State picks it off. This has been one of their few good chances here in the third quarter. They had some early, but were unable to take advantage. 2.5 of the third, Illinois 4, Illinois State 1. Bounce shot out front, save made by the Fighting Illini. And here they come again, looking to stretch a three-goal lead as Wes Schwartz trots it up near side. Schwartz lobs a pass to the corner for Dankow. Dankow on the right side, heading for the X. And got tackled. Ball's loose. Illinois able to keep it. But that bounce pass is loose. Comes to the Redbirds. That ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Illinois. Oh, my goodness. Danny Maurer had possession for Illinois State. Now the Illini have possession. 90 seconds for the third. Now Illinois State picks it off. Here they come up the near side. Working it into the alley on the near side left, and the Birds have it on the attack. Now the Birds will use some time. They trail by 3-4-1. McNichols swings it into the left corner. We're inside of the final minute. Farrell shoved out front. Farrell rifles one wide. And Illinois State will keep possession. 50 seconds for the third. Now the clock starts running. 44, 43. McNichols has it on the near side. And they come out front. 40 seconds and counting. Lob pass. Here's a shot wide of the net again. Illinois State goes after it. And the possession belongs to the Redbirds. And Farrell will pull the trigger. Referee runs the clock. McNichols has it out front. Anthony Arriola at the controls. Arriola back to Farrell. 15-14. McNichols, bounce shot wide. And Illinois gains possession with 10.5 left in the third. And let's see if Illinois will try to manufacture a shot. 6-5, lob pass. Illinois has it on the attack. 3-2-1, and they won't get a shot. And that's how we close the third quarter. Illinois gets a pair and extends their lead to 4-1. We come back with the Wood Forest Bank Money Period after this.
The advent and advancement of the internet has given rise to the number of choices available to insure your auto and home. Many claiming to insure for less with less time doing so. But who do you trust to be there when you need them the most? It's good to know that General Insurance Services will be there, and they're much closer than you'd think. Let our independent insurance agent sit down with you and show you the service you deserve. General Insurance Services in Michigan City, 800-766-4478.
You're listening to the Arena Sports Network. Tune in for our one-of-a-kind programming such as Bump and Run, The Afternoon Locker Room, Mad Scientist Lab, Sports Infusion, and Snowman in the Morning, along with many others. Do yourselves a favor. Turn off the talking heads and listen to the heads that talk, only on the Arena Sports Network.
Oh, yeah!
Hey, folks, here's a question for you. When it's the fourth quarter, what do we call that? We call that the money period. And the money period is brought to you by Wood Forest Bank, the official bank of the Arena Sports Network. Visit them online at woodforest.com. We start the final 15 minutes with Illinois holding a 4-1 lead over the Redbirds, looking for their second win of the year. The Redbirds looking for their fifth. Illinois this time will move right to left. Illinois State left to right. And the faceoff won by Illinois State. And they got to get some offense in a hurry. They haven't had many shots today. Farrell works it behind the cage, or into the X, rather, from Maurer. Maurer dropped the ball, but able to pick it back up and keep possession for Illinois State. We got more people coming in the booth. 14-20 remaining in the game. Maurer's shot deflected out front and scooped up by the Fighting Illini. The Illini have possession. Illinois State to put some pressure on. With a minute gone in the money period, and now here they come back on the attack. They work it into the near alley, and now behind the X. Chatton with a goal has it this time. Near alley to the left. Lob pass back to Walker. Walker comes to a stop, and now sends a pass back out to the far side. And now here comes Walton. Here's a shot deflected and saved. And now Illinois State, they've done this all afternoon. They would gain possession and then they would drop it out of bounds. And now Illinois back on the attack. About 2 minutes gone in the money period. Colin Chatton had the ball chopped away from him. Illinois will keep it. 13-11 remaining in the game. Mick Reardon at the controls on the left side. Reardon starts and stops. Sends a pass back out front to Walker. Swings it right side to Walton. He shoots and did he send that one in? Yes, he did. And now Illinois opens a four-goal lead at 5-1. Colton Werner with his first goal of the game. Three unanswered goals by the Fighting Illini. And that one just may have slammed the door. 5-1. In favor of the Fighting Illini. Ball is placed. And back to business we go. As the ball rolls free and still free. And possession to Illinois State with 12:41 remaining. Illinois gains possession and they have it out front. Let's see how much time they're able to kill with a four-goal lead. 2.5 gone in the money period. They work it behind the X. Dankow off to the left. 12:19 remaining. Dankow comes out of the alley and now into the attack zone, heading for the net. Spins back outside and comes back out to Chatton. Chatton swings it right side. Now they lob it behind the X. Good catch. And they'll keep possession. 3 minutes gone. Dankow to the left. Out to Chatton. Chatton lobs it right side. .11:40 remaining. Dankow winds and fires. Bounce shot goes wide. And Illinois will keep possession with .11:36 remaining. Out front to Stamoulos. Stamoulos lobs a high one. Out front, bounce shot goes wide, and Illinois gets possession again with 11:27 remaining. Here comes Chatton. Chatton had the ball jarred loose, able to get it back. Out to Quinn Hack. Stamoulos, bounce shot, bounced in! Six to one, Illini. And the Fighting Illini are putting this one away. Four unanswered goals since they took a 2-1 lead into the intermission. Faceoff is on. And Illinois State has it on the attack. Shot coming inside is picked off. And Illinois has possession. Ball loose out front. Gathered in by Chan Kim. And Illinois has it on the attack. And one of the few times Illinois State is able to keep possession. Long pass out. McNichols has it off to the right. Kyle Loftus has had a rough afternoon for Illinois State in goal. And now it's the Redbirds that work it behind the X, looking for an open man. Lob pass out front. Redbirds keep possession. We're approaching the 10-minute mark for the ball game. Shot goes wide. Out front. Deflected. Still free. is Illinois State that keeps possession and has just gotten a couple of degrees cooler outside. Shot comes out front, deflected still, kicked, and Reinberg able to gather it in for Illinois. We're under 10 minutes remaining. They fight for it on the far side.